You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
January the 27th, 2020. So the impeachment trial continues. There was an episode Saturday. Did you bother watching? Many would not. Many haven't watched it anyway, and particularly on a Saturday. It's almost as if the Democrats plotted it perfectly. So the opening arguments and statements from the Republicans would appear on a weekend. And now we're back in on a Monday, and maybe they'll wrap today or take Tuesday as well. In the meantime, reports of a bombshell has been released. A bombshell that could destroy the president and the presidency. It's referenced John Bolton's book. John Bolton, of course, a former national security advisor. According to the New York Times, the book reportedly claims Trump wanted to make aid to Ukraine conditional on investigations into Democrats. Now, the New York Times admits that, and we're not quoting the manuscript. We haven't seen it. We're quoting people who claim to have seen it. And here we go again. Round and around we go. It may end up doing that, may not. Bolton's attorney says that got leaked, and we're trying to find out how and why. And, of course, you have to ask the question. Did Bolton want it released early to garner more sales and interest? Because Amazon says you can already get it right now or order it early, not due out until March. In the meantime, President Trump denying the claims. We'll see where it goes. But Republicans with this situation now, this battle over calling witnesses, it's almost certain we're going to see witnesses called. Some Republicans already stepping forward, at least two of them, including Mitt Romney, saying, yeah, we're going to need to hear witnesses. And the Democrats, of course, their witness they want is John Bolton. President Trump had denied him up to this point, citing executive privilege and information he might have that should not be given in a full public hearing. We'll see where it goes, but I'm telling you, I think we're going to end up with witnesses. James Herson will be joining us a little bit later on how the Hollywood leftists are celebrating the impeachment. As you know, James, first of all, an astute lawyer, but also covers a lot of the stuff on the West Coast, and he's one of the few conservatives you can find in that region, and he has his take on how the left is reacting to all of this. And we'll talk to him also about Kobe Bryant's death. I'll get more on that in just a moment. In the meantime, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez calling for citizens to let others know when ICE is in the area. That creates a very clear danger to federal agents and anyone else assisting them. Should she be put on the carpet in front of Congress? Yes. Is it going to be done? Not likely. Now, I'd mention, of course, the Kobe Bryant death over the weekend. There were 9 on board that helicopter, Kobe Bryant being famous as he is, former NBA star, and his daughter among the 2, and a lot of coverage for them. But there were, you had to keep in mind, other families are suffering as well. So we'll get into the reaction of it and how the story was covered, the good and the bad. And there was a report or two that some say that shouldn't be reported. We'll get into that. And the cause of the crash. I'm going to give you some perspective from my view as a pilot. I'm not an expert. I'm not an FAA investigator. I'm not even a certified pilot instructor. But there are certain things throughout my history of flying that I think come into play. We'll get into that. And take note that it was 2 years ago this month that Marine Corps Sergeant Rodney Rocky Sickman of Missouri, one of 52 Americans held hostage in Iran for 444 days was released, along with the others. 1981, January 1981. Remember all the yellow ribbons we had everywhere? Glad to have Rocky come back. I've interviewed him numerous times since, and of course he took on a job with Anheuser-Busch, and it was great that they gave him a job and first-class individual. But many of you might not even know the story of what happened with our embassy and hostages held for 444 days. We've got a lot to cover for the next 2 hours. Let your friends and neighbors and even your enemies know we're on the air. Log and load, ready, on the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer and can save you a lot of unnecessary fear. One client called frantic. A test sample for an indoor swimming pool showed evidence of Legionella bacteria. Well, that meant the entire pool would have to be drained, then washed with acid. But Wellington Environmental found the pool was safe. The test sample was a false positive. In another case, a homeowner said a buyer had just backed out of a closing. The building inspector claimed he had found evidence of mold in a closet. That could be scary. Could certainly cost the deal. Wellington Environmental found it was not mold. It was traces of asphalt from the wheels of a suitcase. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest, best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Bill Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Every senator, Democrat, and Republican, I don't know how you can explain that you wanted a search for the truth in this trial and say you don't want to hear from a witness who had a direct conversation about the central allegation in the articles of impeachment.
All right, well, it's very hard to hear Congressman Schiff there. We'll try to get that replayed here in a moment. He's basically saying, for all of you who said you want to get to the bottom of this and you want the full facts and you want everything, how can you possibly not want to hear now from John Bolton? That's what he's leading up to. He believes that John Bolton should definitely appear before the impeachment committee at this point as they move forward. Now, as you know, there have been battles back and forth between Republicans as well. Do we or do we not want witnesses? If you're going to go down one road, you say, yeah, let's bring everybody in here. Everybody has anything to do with anything with Ukraine. That would include former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. And on one hand, I've been in favor of, yeah, let's bring it all in and gut it right there on the Senate floor. Just open everything up. The other side saying, yeah, but, you know, let's just, the impeachment has no value. It shouldn't have even aired. I mean, it should have been put down earlier. So let's just not give it any more credibility. Let's just simply say we're done with it. Let's see if we can hear that bite of Congressman Schiff again.
For every senator, Democrat, and Republican, I don't know how you can explain that you wanted a search for the truth in this trial and say you don't want to hear from a witness who had a direct conversation about the central allegation in the articles of impeachment.
And again, he's referring to John Bolton. All of this coming forward because Bolton's manuscript that's not due out until March apparently got leaked And because it's been, quote, leaked, Amazon is taking pre-orders at this time. Now, questions. How did it get leaked? Was Bolton behind the leak? His attorney insists we did not do anything like that. But, of course, leaking salacious details of a book coming out sometimes will spur early sales. Folks want to get to it as quickly as they can, although you have to understand that once you get the book in your hand, probably it's like going and seeing a movie trailer for a movie, and they put the very best parts of the movie trailer, and you get there, the trailer was exciting and pretty good, but the movie is dry. But they put the best parts in the trailer to bring you in. But Adam Schiff and other members of the House impeachment group that are now serving as prosecutors against President Trump want John Bolton front and center. There are some other stories, by the way, about how this got leaked and where it might have been opened up, which we'll get into a little bit later in the next segment. But if we're going to have Bolton, do we want more witnesses? Or should we just put a short list together? Senator Josh Hawley, Republican of Missouri, kind of siding with what my original thought was, let's just get everybody in.
My view is that if we're going to call witnesses, okay, then we need to call all of the witnesses who are material and relevant. And you can't tell me that Adam Schiff and his contact with the whistleblower, and we need to hear from the whistleblower too. I mean, that is somebody who is directly relevant here. We need to know what he or she, whoever it is, I don't know who it is, but you know what? We're in an impeachment trial now. This is about overturning an election by the people of the United States. And if we're going to call witnesses, the whistleblower needs to be put under oath and explain what he knew and when he knew it.
And again, that's Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri. We already have, because of the Bolton's reported revelations about what Trump told him reference Ukraine, we already have a couple other GOP senators calling for witnesses. Maine Senator Susan Collins, in reference to the Bolton upcoming book, she admits that that strengthens the case for witnesses and prompting a number of conversations among my colleagues. Utah Senator Mitt Romney, another GOP senator, a guy, by the way, that had the endorsement of Trump to help him get elected to the U.S. Senate. And, of course, he campaigned against Trump. And probably, if anyone was going to step up out of the GOP ranks and challenge Trump for re-election, it would be Mitt Romney. And someone who would love to see Trump go down in flames, it would be Mitt Romney. But he's also adding his remarks about witnesses, saying, I think it's increasingly likely that other Republicans would join those of us, who think we should hear from John Bolton. And of course, you got the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer saying that Bolton's reported claims directly contradict key elements of Trump's defense, and a fair trial, now they're talking fair trial, requires Bolton's testimony. Then you have Senator Lindsey Graham, who's been of the opinion and continues to be of the opinion, you're making this a bigger deal than what it is, and it's not smart.
I am more intent on ending this thing now with my vote. I know a lot of people on our side want to hear from Hunter Biden. I understand why. I just think it's best for the country to vote on the record established. Really don't want to turn the trial into a circus. There's a way to look at Hunter and Joe Biden outside of impeachment.
Outside of impeachment, that was the other consideration I had offered at one point, or thought it might be a good idea. Let's don't do all of this in the impeachment trial. Let's simply take a fast look at this. The Democrats presented their case, which is nothing new. They spent all their time building it up and then insisting this is critical. This president is jeopardizing the security of our nation. But then Nancy Pelosi sat on the orders of impeachment for 3 weeks before she took it to the Senate. I thought it had to be rushed through, Nancy. I thought it was something that had to be done immediately to save our republic. No, it was all in the timing of the Democrats. But now with the Bolton book bombshell, as many want to call it. It's rekindling. All the talk about let's extend this, let's blow it up bigger, because we think it can damage Trump beyond repair. Again, in the book, supposedly, according to the New York Times, which admits it has not read it, it's relying on others who have read it, and of course they're not quoting these sources, but according to that, Bolton says that Trump linked a hold on Ukraine aid to the investigation of Joe and Hunter Biden. And Schiff again says, well, there's reason enough to extend this and bring Bolton in front of us.
This would be another witness that would corroborate in very direct terms, if this report is accurate, that the president told him unequivocally he was holding up the money until Ukraine did these investigations. It completely blasts another hole in the president's defense. And I think for the senators, and I'm not just talking about the four that have been so much the focus of attention, for every senator, Democrat and Republican, I don't know how you can explain that you wanted a search for the truth in this trial and say you don't want to hear from a witness who had a direct conversation about the central allegation in the articles of impeachment. Because all of these senators on March 17th, when this book comes out, are going to be asked, if they don't support calling him as a witness, why didn't you want to hear from him when he could have given you information before you rendered your verdict? And I just would not want to be in a position of having to answer that question.
In other words, he's planting a landmine. And if you don't do something now, do you want to try to answer questions come March when the book comes out? Even a moderate senator, Joe Manchin, who's a Democrat, West Virginia, indicating now that I'm open to some arguments. They had that abbreviated session Saturday, and defense lawyers for Trump basically presented just a preview of their case, which they are resuming today. And Manchin thought the reporter, the lawyers for Trump, did a good job. He said, but one thing that stuck in my mind is that they said there isn't a witness they've had so far that had direct contact with the president. Well, now, with a Bolton, quote, bombshell, as the CNN headline would scream all the time, now he's thinking, well, maybe we need to hear someone else. And he added, I would love to hear from Bolton. I'll be very impartial to the end, but I want to hear from Bolton. Just the day before all of this, Manchin had said he would not make a decision on whether he will vote to convict and remove Trump until both sides have made their cases, senators have had a chance to ask questions. And he wasn't overly sending the message that let's get witnesses in here. But now, well, the Bolton story again has opened that door. Part of this, again, is a timing. And you have to ask yourself, did the Bolton leak, or intended revelation just happen to come at this point? As I said, the next segment, we'll get more into that part of it. But if we're going to go into bringing Bolton on in front of the committee, in front of the Senate, yes, I'm for bringing others in. And again, the words of Senator Josh Hawley, someone else he wants to see in addition to the whistleblower.
If the Senate decides to call witnesses later this week, Brian, then we need to hear from Adam Schiff, number one. I mean, Schiff, we know his staff had contact with the so-called whistleblower before the whistleblower filed his complaint. We know that Schiff's staff gave the whistleblower direction. I want to know what direction. I want to know what they talked about. By the way, Schiff lied about that. Why did he? I think we ought to find that out. Hunter Biden. We need to hear from Hunter Biden. He is right at the center of this. What was he doing in Ukraine? What was he doing with Burisma? And probably Joe Biden. What did Joe Biden know when he asked the Ukrainians to fire that prosecutor who was looking into Hunter?
And, of course, that's a part of that story that will not go away. And Joe Biden, former vice president, as he made the statement, addressing a group publicly, saying, I told the Ukraine leaders, if you want $1 billion worth of loans from the U.S., you're going to have to fire that prosecutor and shut down that investigation. That prosecutor was going after Burisma at that time, the energy company, which had his son Hunter Biden on the board. Hunter Biden is on the board of Burisma, the Ukrainian gas company, at the center of a scandal at the same time his father was vice president. And no one thinks there could be a reasonable question to be built around that relationship if you're looking for malfeasance, if you're looking for impeachable items. Well, it's always going to be your perspective, isn't it? Again, the New York Times is claiming that it has this bombshell that Bolton's manuscript included a claim that Trump linked a hold on Ukraine and Ukraine aid to an investigation of Joe and Hunter Biden. President Trump has said, false, not true whatsoever. Now let's circle back to this issue of the book itself. How did it leak? I mean, D.C. has a lot of leaks everywhere. I mean, if there is ever a need for a plumber, you need them in D.C. They can never fix all of the leaks. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll look into this, and there's some interesting questions behind that issue. Please stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
You want to look better, stronger, leaner? Visit my trainer, Jamie, and his team at Red Fitness Lounge in Clayton. Red Fitness Lounge, redefining exercise, changing how you think and look at fitness, one client at a time. Check it out, redfitnesslounge.com, redfitnesslounge.com.
Got me waking, bone man, waking around the fire. I want a little rain of water that you won't let Jimmy start, big boy. Can't you hear me when I call?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So, this book that Bolton has written, as a standard practice, if you've been inside the government, you're releasing and writing a book, you have to go through a clearance. They have to be reviewed. It's a standard process for the National Security Council to be in charge of reviewing all publications by current and former NSC officials, as it would be with Bolton, who served as a National Security Director for a period of time under President Trump. Chuck Cooper, the attorney for John Bolton, said December 30th, 2019, I submitted on behalf of Ambassador Bolton a book manuscript to the National Security Council's Record Management Division for standard pre-publication security review for classified information. He said, we submitted it notwithstanding our firm belief that the manuscript contained no such information, but we submitted it anyway. And we were given the impression and understood that the manuscript will not be reviewed or otherwise disclosed to any persons not involved with that process. The New York Times has been circulating a story that Bolton actually released some draft manuscripts to close associates. But a spokesman for him said Bolton did not pass draft manuscripts to anyone else, period. So how did this get leaked when it goes to the National Security Council? If it was intended to be a leak and not Bolton's group planning on getting some advanced publicity. Let me remind you of a name that testified in the House during the Intel Committee under Schiff. That would be Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. He testified on the Ukraine scandal. Didn't really have anything he could say, but it's just one of those they brought in. And he insisted, I'm a patriot. Well, Senator Blackburn, a Tennessee Republican, said that Vindman had purposely linked Donald Trump's phone call with Ukraine president to the, quote, whistleblower. Vindman has a brother who happens to be with the National Security Council Ethics Group that would be seeing Bolton's book and reviewing it when it came through the door. Their offices are just across the hall from each other. So riddle me this. Do you think that Vindman's brother, serving as one of the National Security Council ethics members to review this book, after his brother has been stating that he had information regarding Trump in Ukraine, do you think the two of them or one of them are in cahoots with someone else decided, let's just leak the word to the New York Times that Bolton calls out the president and calls him a liar on what he said? I'm just asking, what do you think? You know my answer. Things like this are not just a coinky-dinky. Never. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez makes a statement that could harm federal agents. Please stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Have you ever tipped someone that police were nearby and they need to be careful? You might at first say no, but think again. Have you ever been one of those that you're going down the road and you see a radar unit sitting off to the side, and as you go over the hill around the curve, you begin to flash your headlights at the oncoming traffic to kind of let them know to slow down? I'm guilty of it. I've done it a few times. And sometimes I do it even when there's no radar patrol there because I can tell people are really speeding on that side. Maybe they back it down a little bit. And I'm also guilty of speeding. And I've also been warned by headlights flashing at me, and I backed off. But there's a difference between doing that and notifying some folks that police are coming for a raid. Because when they come in the door, they need total surprise for their safety and the safety of those they're going to raid. If the others know they're coming, even though they may have guns and weapons and it's a drug house and they're going to fight anyone coming through the door anyway, it's possible there'll be no one hurt if it can be a total surprise. But if word gets out early or right before they come through the door, you could have casualties on both sides. And imagine if you were a police officer, a federal agent, and you're getting ready to break into a drug house, and just before you guys get ready to go in, they get a tip that you guys are coming, and they're sitting there and waiting and ambush everyone coming in. We have a battle going on in this nation right now involving ICE Immigration and Customs Enforcement, involving ICE only because the left has made it their job to defeat and trying to get rid of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which is the basis for enforcing our federal immigration laws. We're trying to stop folks at the border, but then if they get inside, and especially if they're guilty of some crime other than entering our country illegally, the intent is to round them up and take them out. Take them back to their other country. Drop them off there. Or maybe face additional charges first. So over the weekend in Ames, Iowa, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who has signed on to endorse Senator Bernie Sanders to be the next president, stood upon a stage urging the supporters, and behind her mostly, I don't think a single person behind her looked old enough to vote. So it's a lot of kids at the rally. And I'm sure there were some adults out in front of her as well. But she was basically inciting, encouraging actions which could put ICE agents in direct harm's way.
Organizing is about tipping people off if you start to see that ICE and CBP are in communities to try to keep people safe. I'm not here to reform some of these systems when we talk about immigration. I'm here because Senator Sanders has actually committed to breaking up ICE and CBP. That's why I'm here.
And that's what they love. They want to break it up. They want to get rid of it. They want to ignore that part of our law that we don't need ICE. We don't need Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Well, maybe we don't need TSA either. Maybe we don't need Transportation Safety Agency watching over folks getting on and off planes, getting on planes, I should say, or pulling into airports. Maybe we don't need police at all. Well, she really would not agree with that because the communist view is, yeah, we have a police agency and we control everything. But here she's saying, if you are aware that ICE is in your neighborhood, call and tip people off. With that in mind, former acting immigration director Tom Holman, appearing on Fox News, said she wants to keep our cities and our streets safe. That's what we're doing.
She says you want to tip off the community, keep the community safe. That's what ICE is doing. Last year, they arrested 127,000 criminals. Think about this for a minute. 2,000 of those were homicides. 12,000 of those were rapes. 45,000 assaults. ICE is keeping the community safe. You know, and she stands up on stage. First of all, it's an incredibly stupid statement she made, which doesn't surprise me because she's about as far from smart as anybody could possibly be. But what she said is dangerous. These men and women put their lives online every day to arrest criminals off the streets, especially in New York. My last year's ICE director, we took 5,000 criminals off the streets of New York. These ICE agents are more protective residents of New York than she ever has done or ever will do. It's a dangerous statement. It's idiotic.
Clearly idiotic and dangerous. According to ICE Enforcement Removal Operations Report for 2018, 138,117 aliens with criminal histories, which include convicted criminal and pending criminal charges, were arrested. 138,000 illegals in the country had criminal histories, which included homicide, rape, or assault. I would say it is keeping our streets and cities safe if you're taking that kind of filth off our streets. I'm not talking about illegals who come in and are trying to earn a little job and support their family and are keeping their nose down and not causing any trouble. Yes, they're here illegally. But I've said all along, I'm more interested in getting the felons, the illegals that came in and caused additional felonious crimes out of the country. And no, I will tell Joe Biden, DUI is a felony. And if you've got an illegal that's convicted of a DUI, they leave. They don't get the opportunity to stay anymore. But Holman's pointing out also the cost we've had in trying to enforce laws in this country.
They're vilifying the men and women of ICE for simply doing their jobs.
Yeah.
To run toward danger when everybody else is running away from danger. AOC wouldn't have the backbone to do the job they do.
I got to ask you.
It's a dangerous job. If you don't like what they do, then change the law.
Tom.
But stop vilifying the men and women of ICE. I buried ICE agents. I buried Border Patrol agents. Mm-hmm. Maybe Shaw would see what it's like to try to console a wife or a child of a fallen officer.
Let me ask you.
Maybe Shaw would go walk the National Law Enforcement Memorial in Washington, D.C. and run her name across the hands of 22,000 fallen.
Okay, Tom.
It's disgusting what she said.
Well, of course, they kept trying to interrupt him. He's on Fox and Friends weekend, but he was fired up, and I understand. He said AOC wouldn't have the backbone to do the job they're doing, and they're vilifying the men and women for simply doing their jobs. They run toward the danger when everyone else is running away from danger. And then adding, I buried ICE agents. I buried Border Patrol agents. Maybe she should see what it's like to console a wife or child of a fallen officer. You talk about separating a child from a parent, that's it. That's ultimate. That's forever. But you don't get that argument from the left. Oh, we're more concerned about illegals coming across the border, and you're taking their children away from them, putting them in cages, which is not true. Using the same facilities and improved facilities that Obama had. And we have been actively deporting, as did Obama. But again, under Senator Sanders and AOC's approach right now, even Obama would fall short. I've got a piece that I don't have time to get into today. Maybe we'll try to do it tomorrow, on how much the left is changing. And it has no room for moderates anymore. I mean, see, even not just AOC and not just Sanders or even Warren, but Buttigieg and others in the Democrat left ranks are basically telling the moderate Democrats, we don't have a place for you anymore. You're not part of this party anymore. And we'll deal with that tomorrow. But the other issue that is facing us with AOC, this is a congresswoman, a standing member of Congress, which is basically inciting people to violate federal law. I don't mean she's just saying that I'm all for illegals coming into the country unchecked, but she's trying to obstruct federal agents from doing their job by having neighborhood watch groups telegraph, send word to those in the neighborhood that we have ICE agents in the area. That raises a very big question. And back again to the former acting ICE director, Tom Holman, and specifically the fact that we have a standing congresswoman making these kinds of remarks.
She can stand up on stage and make a statement like that and not have any repercussions from the House Ethics Committee. I mean, they're trying to remove the President of the United States, a sitting president, and at the same time she's saying ICE shouldn't remove criminal aliens. They say the president's obstructing them. There's nobody been obstruction more than Congress. They've obstructed this president from day one.
Tom,
standing on stage and telling people to give a heads up that the good guys are going to be arrested, the bad guys in your neighborhood, ICE is in your neighborhood, go run and hide. That's obstruction. That's a crime.
Tom,
and she's standing on stage doing that. She's disgusting. Something needs to be done about it.
He's fired up, and I say rightly so. And yeah, there should be something done about it. She should be pulled up in front of an ethics committee. But it's not going to happen in the House because they're controlled by the Democrats, and they all believe in doing what they can to dismantle ICE. We'll take a break, and when we come back, I want to tell you how this homeless situation is suddenly making California folks, worry.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Well, we have talked about this before. In the homeless situation facing California continues to get worse, not better. partly because it's a sanctuary state for illegals coming in. They get to San Francisco and L.A., they're also inside a sanctuary city. Some of the cities in California have been against it. So they know if we can get to San Francisco or L.A. and some of those areas, we'll have additional protection. And they add to the homeless count. And there are those who are homeless for various reasons. In some cases, mental issues, and that's a tragedy. It really is. And there are others that had everything going for them and the world went upside down, economic strife of some type. And you have to feel for those folks to the extent that there, but by the grace of God, could be you. But we also have a situation where the leftists are encouraging more such situations. San Francisco, as I pointed out to you previously, even has a poop patrol. They allocated $1 million at least a year to set up poop patrols, crews searching for human waste, mostly targeting neighborhoods with the most complaints. So taxpayers are paying for that. Now, it's getting a little bit more evident for some of them. I guess they thought, well, all right, a few of my pennies are going for it. There's a subdivision in California that's has about 75 homes near San Francisco. There were homeless folks camping near the neighborhood, leaving a mess, a total mess. Who's got to clean it up? Well, the county comes in and finally clears them all out, cleans it up, and then turns around and assesses the homeowners a $20,000 bill for cleaning up the area, which meant each house, each homeowner would be paying $300 or better. Now these homeowners are saying, wait a minute, I don't want to pay for cleaning up after those homeless people. You've been doing it anyway, my friend, if you live in California. You've been doing it anyway. Some of your tax money's already going to clean up the homeless and things of that nature. But now that it's in your direct backyard, literally, and they're cleaning up an area that the homeowner association said, well, we didn't know that's part of our property. And they want to keep people out, but sometimes they're not allowed to put fences up. If you can't put the fences up, then the folks are going to come in anyway. And now they got to turn around and pay a additional fee to clean up a homeless camp. The county insists that, hey, the homeowners association was informed. They just didn't take any action. What are they supposed to do? Go out there and move the people themselves? You can imagine what would happen then. The property management says there are no fences and such that would mark where the property line ended. We were kind of hoping it was someone else's responsibility. Unfortunately, it happens to be on our property, but we didn't really know. But then again, what are they supposed to do? What would they do to keep the homeless from camping out in that little area that no one seems to know where the no man's land is, what's county, and what's the homeowners? And if they put up a fence, would they have problems getting a clearance to put up a fence? How many times have I told you about homeowners putting boulders in front of their house to keep people from camping out on their sidewalks in front of them, and they come along and move them? Tell them you can't do that. Or putting up a plywood wall so folks won't be going down an alley to do drugs and sex and do their pooping. Now they take it down. You're not allowed to do that. You talk about the cost. In San Francisco, you're looking for a job? You're looking for a job? You might not like the job, but if you like the money, in San Francisco, if you're going to be a poop patrol worker, you're entitled to $71,000 a year. They'll pay you $71,000. Oh, it's a nasty job, but somebody got to do it. $71,000 a year, plus an additional $112,000 in benefits, such as health care and retirement savings. So let me get this clear, and let me help you understand. In San Francisco, if you sign up and you're hired to be on the poop patrol, I don't know how you want to go around bragging about that. Daddy, what do? I'm part of the poop patrol. What's that mean? You don't know. You don't want to know. But if you do, you're going to earn $184,000 a year in salary and benefits for cleaning up someone else's feces. You California taxpayers, you're enjoying how your money's being spent? A lot of them are leaving California and many going into Texas. Governor Abbott the other day said, hey, California residents, you're welcome. But what you left in California, leave that same attitude there. We're not going to do that here. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to take a closer look at the story surrounding the crash involving Kobe Bryant. And I want to give you a personal perspective as a pilot on some things that should have been taken into consideration, which I fear were not. And James Herson will join us. We got a lot to cover for you. It's all in the next hour. Please stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.